Begin the current daf mesav the shmur daf. Hey, begin the basic and test matter. Begin zimah hamila eskindim ayel b'chul. Aren't we talking about that you're bringing in and we're calling it hoytza? So it says, but then we're going to say, wait a second. Maish no the tana tala the hoytza. Wait a second. Why? Why are we mentioning there in over there on the Shabbos daf and Gimel that talks about all the malachas? Why mention tala of the hoytza? Mishat tala shalab is more than all other talas of all the opposite. We don't mention them over there. Vaytem another one. There is a tani sefer. The Mishnah there ends off. Harei ilu mem of his malachas chasa achas. Oh, these are the lamas as malachas. Mashma is on the delay. Tanu shem delay. There's only 39, not 40. Piyashem says what these is. The ba'adim might be shus l'shulas. Most definitely, when we're talking about taking off from one domain to another one, ikach leitane el mishmaitza. Right. Primarily, it means to refer to carrying out. Elu the kai lachnasa derech itzar. Just including bringing in the bridge way because it's in the same terminology anyway. Rabbein Tam Pirush. He explained mishum da'itza lachnasa gruyus in because carrying in is an inferior malacha. Like you said in the beginning of the Masech, the Babachidush, and it's a novelty. So, turn Lachnasa, Lucha Dabata, so it mentioned independently, also Achnasa, because or else you wouldn't know these ideas about the Talada of such an inferior Malacha like it's all. The next says, Matam Gimmar, become a Fash Achnasa Alter. And you mentioned, you say you told me you'd see us, Hashavas, and right, we mentioned about bringing in, which we've all Ligaris La Alter. He doesn't have the text immediate. Because of Leila Alter, because even if it wasn't mentioned immediately, Mukha Shaper, obviously it still inferred the limitzin lashkuchi beiz shendal bifnim achim achutz. You can't have so many cases of Lechnasa without bringing in. So obviously Lechnasa is mentioned there in the Mishnah, so it doesn't have to say it as the first case. But Amiu, however, Lefim might be Shalal, according to what we said previously, on Amin Aleph in the Maslava Yitzioiz, so Gers Lashaper, then actually the Girsa is correct, because we actually could find two that's four and two that's four, the inside and outside, just what it says. Because we're talking about even those cases that are part of that mutter, so therefore, but if the first case mentioned, that's evident that, okay, that's Yitzias is going on Achnasas too. Next test, Matab Ginzik Macha, Rav Ami says, Rishuyis Katani. Pesh Bukhan Rashi explains the Perikam the Shabbos in the beginning of Sel Shabbat, Abbez and Bez, Yitzias, Shabbos, Shtayim, Kalim, in other words, they Rishuyis. These are two domains, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Baal Yedeim, and through them, Yeshvach Adal Yisrum Bifnim, Bidal Bachutz. You'll have four from inside and four outside. Now, Pirush, according to the way Rashi explains it, but they have a little misni, you didn't have to say obeys in dar arba bachutz, ela vishahein dal bachutz. What do you have to say again? Obeys. It's the same two rishuyas of rishus yachad rishus rab. So, lekach mefarash read. The Rebbe explains zochigama rishuyas Shabbos in the domains of Shabbos. Yes, basically, even there's two liabilities in dal bachutz, which are four on the inside. Basically, you've the two liabilities in dal bachutz, which are four on the outside. So, it's the extra two is the chiyuv, not the rishus itself. Next time it's about the beginning of the Rav Amar. So Yesh Meichim, based on this, are those who erase Rav Ashi, the words Rav Ashi betruts L'El in the previous answer. The Tana, Hachnasa Hitzah Karlena. We said, oh, the Tana, you know, calls Hachnasa Hitzah. That doesn't make sense. That's just like Kaveh, to be Ravach or Rav Ashi. The Gemara would never have said Rav's answer after Rav Ashi. The Yem Shemes Rav, no Rav Ashi, as the Gemara tells us in Kiddush Nafayin Beis. So you can't put Rav Ashi before Rav when Rav passed away when Rav Ashi being born. But says, that's not a reason to delete that girsa, because most of the rabbi like koyle truts it kushes. Rabbi is not going to answer the same question. Rabbi le ba'il yashav the masnim niktan yitzias. He's only going to resolve the word yitzias by niktan yitzoyis, carrying out the word yitzias mashma mitzoyis mavoyis dainu reshuyis, which is something that you take out and in from, which is the domains. Vashas kabakam the Gemara is putting it over here. Shemnochid mitarza pircha. That just answers the question. The boy yitzias katan, but it says yitzias. And it's just saying, yeah, but Yitzias doesn't mean carrying out, it means the Rishuyas. But that's not what he's coming to answer, and therefore he's not after Rav Ashi. Teddy, you should know, because the Boy Letaritz, because if he was coming to answer the question, who's forcing him to say that? He's not even going to be disagreeing with the answer of Rav Ashi, because what do you mean? It's evident that the Tan is calling Hachnasai Tzah, which is answering that question, because evidently it's carrying it from one domain to another one is referring to Hachnasa. Rather, his answer just answers the question also, because he's coming to answer a different question, why is it Yitzias and not Hachnasai? And if it makes sense why he would be quoted after the primary answer of Rav Ashi. Next says, Matta begins the Gemara, Shnaim Shandalad, Abaharis, Bahulum. If Tais explains, Seder Labnu Nisan, the order of the whiteness is like this. First you have Shelig, snow, tamer, wool, tamer, love, and white wool, sir, hegel, the lime, the plaster of the wool, and krumbeya, and the membrane of the egg. Now, Moyner Loim would seem to say, the chol malam is shelig, whatever is whiter than snow, bechal shelig is included in snow, umetem about shelig, whatever is between the color of wool and snow, bechal tamer is included in wool, Mesidvat Semer, and from the plaster to the wool, Bechal Sid is included in plaster. Mekrim Batsid, and from the membrane until the plaster, Bechal Krim is included in the membrane. And Vahava Asa Shapit, now it makes sense how the number seven is the Goyim, the mission of their teachers, Ayin Beis Maris, that there are 72 colors. The truth is, even though here we're saying it's four, because the Harba Maris Negoyim, yes, there's many colors of Negoyim. But we don't divide them regarding combination. Only for four, as we describe, and whatever's in between is considered from the one beneath it. What's difficult is, later on, they should just say, that, okay, whatever's above the egg membrane above is Tomei, it's Tarvin, they combine. What do you mean, Echayin Maris Halalu? How would we divide into these four appearances? How would I know how to combine them if you don't count them? So, rather, if you said the 72 of them. So, rather, it appears that in derech hanegalovil without maris halal. The truth is, there's only these four types of colors. There's no other colors between them. That's what Rashi explains also shortly. What do you mean? It says over there 72. That's when you mix these four primary colors. Or it's actually referring to the negam of homes and garments. The Bishop of Masnitin, like the Mishnah teaches in Divin Maskel Maris. But regarding a person's saras, is only four. Now, miu efshe, but it really is possible that shebechol echad, that really maybe every single one of them, yesh kama maris. There's many colors in each type. Meaning, yesh shlagim levanim zemzeh. You have snows that one snow is whiter than the other one. But they're all the color of snow. So too, you have the wool of a sheep, a clean, it's one day old. And the first to come on, the Gemara explains later on, lovan, that's whiter, some other wool. But they're all the appearance of wool. So regarding the plaster and the egg membrane. But in truth, they always, but there's only these four types of shades. Seis is like white wool. Now, Shas Mekatzer, the Gemara is abridged. Umedalik Debi Remeya, and it skips the opinion of Meir. Dama that he says Bereish Masech Nesgam, that Seis is actually Kekrum Beya, that actually Seis is like the egg membrane. And Shneela, secondary to it, lower to, than it is Ketzem Eleven, is white wool. Now, says Seis Benir would seem that Ketzem Eleven Remeya, the white wool of Remeya, Loi Ari Benaki Ben Yoimi, is not talking about a clean one of a day-old baby, Kamer Chacham, like the way the Chacham say on the next daf. Ella, rather, Tzemesh Einanaki. We're talking about, well, that's not so clean. B'shacham is it, and therefore it's darker than plaster. Because the Einsvar, it's not logical to say, for Seis, that's the darkest of them all, that its derivative should be whiter than the derivative of Beheres, which is the whitest of them all. So if we're going to say that its derivative is white wool, it's going to be not clean white wool. It's a different type of Tzem 11. Next, just about to begin the Mohim Kin, if that's the case, the Harta Sid Motar. Well, according to Begib, if he's the Tatan of that Mishnah, well, then you don't really have anything that plaster would combine with. So, Tzem, it's a wonder, because Tikshin Amile, why doesn't the Gemara ask also, Tiharta Beharis Motar? Well, Beharis has nothing to combine with. The Ibadi Sid, if you're going to combine it with plaster, it could Tzem the other Sid. What do you mean you have the wool that's in between that's better than plaster? Ibadi Tzemen, and if it's with wool, Lav Minahu, it's not the same type. Well, Bekunjus Pirish, and the Mishnah there says it's Avon Talagus. Now, Bekunjus Pirish, Rashi explains that actually the Beheres was Ace Mitzdarfim. No, the two of us combined. Kedashim Tereskanim, like it's Darshan Tereskanim, Bahaya. So it's with Bahaya, Malamisham Tzarfim Zemzeh, that the two of us combined. So it says, Bekash is difficult, if that's the case, Talagus Tam Mitzdarfim, then their derivative shows are combined. But Kash, what's also difficult is the Beyushalmi Brish Mechild, Noimer, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Boin, says Bahayu. Bahayu in Kasim Khan, doesn't say Bahayu, El Bahaya. That they don't combine. Tanachizkia, the Nigit Siraz, in Kosav Khan, and Lenega. Lamachim and Sarfan teach you that they don't combine. So, how's Rashi saying that they do combine? I mean, however, says Taisa, he goofed a tema, but that the Yerushalmi is a wonder, because the Maisila, Ahach the Masa Kosav Sarfan, the Yerushalmi is bringing itself on the halacha that it does combine. So, you have to look in over there, which many say the Girsa actually, the Yerushalmi should not be She'ain. But actually, the Gersa should be Shehain, that they do combine. To connect this matter with the words of the Gemara, Tihar to say the Heichem Otzarf. That, you're purifying the plaster of the wolf and combining with any other shades. So it says, we can say, why doesn't the Gemara ask simply the Masnitin, the Lake of Akiva? Obviously, the Mishnah in the Olis cannot be Lake of Akiva, because Masnitin Katani, the Mishnah says, Shnia Kisira Hechel, that this, the secondary of Baharis is white plaster. Mashma sounds, the Mistar from the Siddur Mashalik, sounds like that because the plaster combines with the snow. Avalayman said, but not with the wool. Now, Lake of Akiva, according to Akiva, Adrab, to the contrary. Mitzrayim and Mitzem combines with the wool, Avalayman is Shalik, but not with the snow, Shikavim and Beis Malas, because it's two levels above it. This is what the Gemara is actually saying. This you're saying taken into it is the plaster of the wall that loylit starfi mohem. Well, the Gemara says ima, not to combine with it. Elamim just to say shetelodhi that it's a derivative. Loylit starfi matzemer and that it doesn't combine with the wall. Even though it's only one level above it. And when Rabbi Kiva says it's one above the other, leishit starf at sidam at semet, that doesn't mean that the plaster should combine with the wool. The love to love because it's not a derivative. And let me rather to say shleit starf at sidam ashelig is just telling you that that the plaster does not combine with the snow. Avagav to love the although it's a derivative. Havig vayim in the base malice since it's two levels above it. Im kain, if that's the case, you have to sid aichel. Then you're purifying. That's actually the words im kain. Now sid has nothing to combine with. So that's actually what the Gemara's question is. This doesn't matter to make it more. If that's the case, krum shall be anami. Well, then the egg membrane also. Peter, what does that mean? What's the ihachi? That iamid bishlam. If you're going to say the masnid like Rabbi Kiva, the mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, so shabbos. So that makes sense because it combined with its av. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it has to be only the level above it. Now, the Rebbe Moshe Ma'avad appears. He explains like this: iamid bishlam the Rabbi Kiva. That what the comment that says zulam al mizu. One above the other, that what? That Maidanami, but he agrees also that the Avat Talad the David Starf, but that the primary and the secondary category, they do combine. I've all become a Zulu Malamizu, but this he says, oh, it's when it's one above the other. Asla Suvet is coming to add on the Afila Sid Vitsemer, that even the plaster and the wool, Isid Vikrum, or the plaster and the wall beneath it of the membrane, that them and seven, they combine, Avagav Lab Barminehu, even though they're not the same time. Masin Namdiktani, and also the Mishnah that said Vishni Lavakulu. Also holds it combine one above the other. Now the aslash minan, it's just coming to tell us that filish shalig besid, that even snow and plaster, right, semi bakrum, or wool and the membrane, shigavayizum is is that even though they're two levels above each other, mitzarvin that they combine hayulabar minehu since it's the same type. So aslash shaper, that makes sense to kulam mitzarvin al dadi, so they're all going to combine with each other bar mishalig bakrum, except for the highest and the lowest. Shem and Sarm Zemizay Yachad, okay, they're not going to combine. Fine, that would make sense. But El Didach, that's what the Imkin, but according to you, the Perach that you had asked, Imkin, if that's the case, Tarat Sira Hechel, that wait, the plaster has nothing to combine with. Imkin, if that's the case, Sri Loch, obviously you hold. To the Bekiva, that according to Bekiva, the Ilam Lemon Starfin, yeah, you never combine. Ela Im Smucha Mala Achas, only if it's near it with 1 degree. Well, Masnit Nemon Starfin, according to the Mishnah, you don't combine Ilam Kain Pamina, unless if it's the same type. Now, yes, Masnit and Rabbi Kiva. Now, if you want to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, loy mitzarfinan, you're not going to combine el avatel adidideh, only a primary and a secondary. Shigavoy malachas, which is only one level apart. Now, that because of that, well, now you have a difficulty with the membrane because it's two away from its own av, and therefore has nothing to combine with.